Weiner, have the honor of representing this community in the State Senate, and the honor of being the lead author of Senate Bill 276. And we are here today to celebrate the governor's signing of SB 276, to thank Governor Newsom for signing the bill, and to thank our entire coalition for the two years of work to get us to this point. And this has been a two-year process. We started last year. It didn't quite work. We came back this year and came back strong and got it done. And first of all, I want to thank Mayor Lurie for partnering with us, him and his team, for really just standing firm and being just a great legislative partner. And I also want to thank all of the community organizations, including Cletcha and Meta, Mission Neighborhood Centers, Galleria de la Raza, La Voz Latina, and others who supported the bill. And I particularly, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank the Mission Street Vendors Association. We had, I believe, six over the last 2 years, six policy committee hearings in Sacramento on this bill, and the street vendors came up every single time. Every time that they hauled up to Sacramento and sometimes spent a number of hours or even the whole day up there, and they did it because they knew that it was important. We also had great community representation from the Tenderloin, from Chinatown, from SoMa. It was great to see the whole mix of the beauty of San Francisco, the tapestry of the city, coming together and saying that we want safe streets and we want safe street vending. And that's what this bill is about. San Francisco has an amazing street vendor culture that's been around for so long, especially in the Mission, but in other neighborhoods as well. People who are long-term residents of this city, who have micro businesses where they are selling on the streets, and that's how they support themselves and their families, and they are adding to our communities. They are selling items or food that people want to buy, and we celebrate our street vendors. And San Francisco is a model in terms of our permitting system, because there are cities that do not have good permitting systems for street vendors. San Francisco does. And what we started to see is that organized crime started pushing our legitimate street vendors out. Retail theft, that we then saw the sale of stolen goods on our streets here in the Mission and elsewhere, obviously shoplifted goods, that was creating an atmosphere of chaos and at times violence on our streets and pushing our legitimate street vendors out and causing fear among our street vendor community. And what SB 276 will do, and again, thank you to the governor for signing it, will give the city of San Francisco, the mayor, the board of supervisors, San Francisco Police Department, an additional tool to hold accountable and to address this issue and to put a stop to the sale of stolen goods on our streets so that we can get back to what we do so well, which is actual street vending, which makes our city better. So I am so grateful to everyone involved. Y quiero agradecerles a los vendedores de la Misión y de otros barrios que han luchado muy duro para pasar este proyecto de ley SB 276. Han viajado a Sacramento seis veces el año pasado y este año para testificar a mis colegas en el Senado y la Asamblea para decirles lo que está pasando en la Misión y otros barrios y que la situación no es aceptable y que San Francisco necesita este proyecto de ley para terminar esta actividad criminal para que los vendedores legítimos puedan tener éxito. Así que gracias al gobernador, gracias al alcalde Lurie y gracias a la comunidad y especialmente los vendedores. With that, I want to bring up Mayor Lurie.
Thank you, State Senator Scott Weiner. Thank you all for being here. We all have seen it. people on our sidewalks selling goods in the Mission and across San Francisco. It's hard to miss, and for far too long, the city has been unable to stop it. The truth is, the illegal sale of stolen items makes it harder for honest vendors to do their jobs. It drives hardworking people out of spaces where they've spent years building their livelihoods. It leaves them exposed to threats, to violence, and to exploitation. Nobody knows that better than the people in this room. Many of the people standing with us here today know that to bring our city back, people must be safe, and they must feel safe. That's why 7 months ago, many of us stood right here at Kletcha to announce the Safe Streets Act. And I'm proud to say that yesterday, thanks to State Senator Scott Wiener's leadership, Governor Newsom signed it into law. To every small business owner, vendor, community leader, and advocate who stood with us through this effort, we did it. Congratulations. And I didn't know, State Senator, about six times. I heard about two or three times. So say thank you very much for always going up there. But now the work begins. The Safe Street Act gives our city the tools to take action. It allows law enforcement to issue citations, pursue misdemeanors, and confiscate stolen goods. This law protects legitimate vendors. It supports those who work hard and play by the rules. And it ensures that honest businesses can operate without fear of intimidation. This moment is a result of months of advocacy, trips to Sacramento, and persistence from the community that refused to give up, to the Mission Street vendors, to Kletcha, and to everyone who raised their voice, thank you. Senator, thank you for your leadership and for making this possible. And I want to once again thank Governor Newsom for signing this bill into law and standing with San Francisco at this critical time. His commitment to public safety helped turn this effort into real change. This is progress. Together, we will keep moving forward, together as a city that is safer, cleaner, and stronger for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. I now want to welcome up Gladys Andino, a Mission Street vendor, who made the trip a few times to Sacramento. Welcome. Thank you, Gladys.
Thank you. Asociación de Vendedores de la Calle Misión. En nombre de la Asociación de Vendedores de la Calle Misión, nuestra organización representa a los vendedores y comerciantes que trabajan en todo el distrito de la Misión. Nos esforzamos por amplificar las necesidades y las voces de la comunidad y por lograr las calles limpias y seguras de todo San Francisco. Esta legislación SB 276 Winner ayudará a abordar la reventa ilegal de bienes robados, también conocida como fending. Mediante intervenciones específicas, los vendedores y comerciantes trabajan arduamente todos los días para desarrollar sus negocios y ganarse la vida. Lamentablemente, las actividades de fending tienen un gran impacto en nuestros vecindarios, perjudican a los emprendedores de nuestra ciudad, hacen que nuestras calles sean inseguras. Aceras, es necesario un cambio para que las familias puedan caminar con seguridad por las calles. Los vendedores y comerciantes pueden operar sus negocios sin riesgos. Y los empleados de la ciudad pueden desempeñar sus funciones de manera segura. SB 276 Winner proporciona a la ciudad y condado de San Francisco un enfoque legislativo eficaz para abordar este problema y respaldar los esfuerzos para combatir el fencing. Agradecemos a todos los que apoyan y abogaron para que esta medida fuera aprobada. Atentamente, Asociación de Vendedores de la Calle Misión. Gracias.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Crystal, and I'll be translating for Gladys. On behalf of the Mission Street Vendors Association, Our organization represents vendors and merchants working throughout the Mission District. We strive to amplify community needs and voices and to see clean and safe streets everywhere in San Francisco. The legislation, SB 276, will help address the illegal resale of stolen goods, also known as fencing, through targeted interventions. Vendors and merchants work hard every day to pursue their businesses and make a living. Unfortunately, fencing activities have a major impact on our neighborhoods. They harm our city's entrepreneurs and make our streets unsafe, perpetuate disorder, and block public access on sidewalks. Something has to change so that families can safely walk down the street, vendors and merchants can safely operate their businesses, and city employees can perform their duties. SB 276 provides city and county of San Francisco with an effective legislative approach to this problem and supports efforts to combat fencing. We thank everyone who has supported and advocated to get this measure signed. Sincerely, Mission Street Vendors Association.
And then finally, I want to bring up William Ortiz Cartagena, the founder of Klecha.
Hello, everybody. I'm super excited today to celebrate this milestone that our fearless governor signed into law, SB 276, because what that says to the world, that our mayor, Daniel Lurie, and our state senator, Scott Wiener, will always have small businesses back, because there's nothing more entrepreneurial or small business than street vending. Street vending has always been part of the San Francisco and the Mission District culture. But what SB 276 also does is sends another clear and loud message that criminal activity will no longer be tolerated in San Francisco, because fencing has never, ever, ever been a part of San Francisco or Mission District culture. I want to thank the various people that made this happen, the team at Klecha, Alma and Crystal, Rodrigo and the Street Vendor Association, OEWD, Rafa Andiana, Eileen from the mayor's office, and all my people at DPW that face and encounter this every day, along with our valiant police department. This is another page in the book to let the world know that San Francisco is open for business and that San Francisco is back, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. And I also want to just emphasize and thank the Department of Public Works for it's been on the front lines and will continue to be part of the solution. So that concludes our press conference. We're happy to take a few questions. Yes?
I have a question for the mayor.
No.
So now you have this new tool, but when you first took office, one of your first objectives was to fix a mission at 16 and you increased police patrolling there, you put the mobile unit there. Now it's been a week, the mobile unit's not there. People have told me like it's just not the same, even though there were not officers inside, kind of acted as a deterrent. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend, I came here on mission after 9 p.m. Friday, and it was mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
On the street, it was just like the whole street by bar, and it was drug users,
yeah,
and selling drugs, and then illegal street vendors. And it was back to back. There was just no. I was there for like 20 minutes. It was still the same. So what's your plan? Like, you have now this new tool, but how are you going to do at nights when you don't,
yeah,
have that much police presence and you don't have that decoy?
Listen, I did that, what you did, and I went to Mission and 16th about 3 weeks ago when the van was still up and we still had those issues across the street. We still have real problems on some of our streets here in San Francisco. I'm not backing away from that. I agree with you. We need to increase our police presence. We need to increase our ambassadors. At night and on the weekends, we're struggling because of our short-staffed police department. That's why we are pushing on our rebuilding the ranks. It's the first year in 7 years that we have a net increase in police officers. It's the first time in 10 years that we have a net increase in sheriff's deputies. We have a long way to go. Talked with the captain. It gets more officers out patrolling by footbeat without the command center. But what you saw on the streets is unacceptable. I know it's unacceptable. The people of the mission and the people across the city deserve more. They're going to get more. I'm going to be relentless on this front.
My question is about the third offense. How are officers going to determine what a person gets, either a misdemeanor, jail time, or
if you want to take, sure.
The way that I understand currently the legislation is written, it requires DPW to first issue a written warning, and then the second and third prongs to that approach are an infraction and misdemeanor level offenses. So the way that we're going to enforce it is we're going to create a shared database between the Department of Public Works so that we can have access to the individuals that they provided a written warning to. Subsequent to that, then we'll take the appropriate enforcement action as allowed by law. As soon as the law comes into effect, which I believe is in January.
No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The law was in effect as of yesterday. We had what's called an urgency clause in the bill, which means it took effect upon the governor's signature.
Well, in that case, then what we're going to do is we're going to expedite these projects, and we're going to create the shared database as soon as possible. Today, I just got off the phone today with members from the mayor's office, and we're going to create a shared database through our identifications bureau where we'll have immediate access to the information. But first, what we need to do is take the information that DPW has already aggregated via a spreadsheet, and then we're going to upload it into a database where the officers can run over the air the person's name and find out if the person has been, in fact, warned. So we have to create those small little components, but thank you, Senator Weider, for telling us that it's happening now. That way we can get on it immediately. Thank you so much.
I guess just one more question, and also for me. The police department.
Sure.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I know you said that the big issue is staffing in the police department, but are you going to try and beef up patrols here in this area, just given this new legislation, even without the staffing that you would hope for?
Yes. So with the command van being gone, that loosens up 44% of my overtime budget. Since I've taken command of the station and taken a zero-tolerance approach to open-air drug usage, we're going to take that 44% now that we have, and we're going to use it for more directed, targeted measures that will address the issues that affect the community. So when I communicate with the community, they do relate many of the issues that you've seen at 16th and Mission after hours. So we're going to beef up those patrols using that money. Well, we're going to be as late into the night as possible. We have to coordinate with DPW because, as you know, this legislation requires cooperation between two different agencies. And the way the police department is structured, traditionally, it's a 24/7 organization. DPW is not structured as a 24/7 organization. So we do have to work with those logistical issues so that we can pair the officers with the members of DPW to make that happen. So in essence, when we are able to get these things together, which hopefully is very soon, I can give you a better sense of what those numbers look like.
Sure. So Public Works does the first interaction. We issue permits to vendors, so anybody who is interested in getting a permit to vend legally on the streets can apply through our department. It's a very low-cost permit. Most people qualify for a waiver for the fees. And then we have our great team of vending enforcement street inspectors who go out and engage with folks and make sure that they're aware of the rules. But if they are selling stolen goods and they can't provide a receipt for the materials, then they will issue the first warning. Until we had this law, only Public Works was able to enforce the vending rules. So this is a huge tool in our toolkit to be able to actually have law enforcement not just there working alongside us to keep our staff safe, but they can then take the next step if someone is violating the law, if they're fencing illegal goods. That's right. So Public Works takes the first step. We have to issue that written warning first, and then police can take action after that. If someone doesn't heed that warning, then the police can get involved.